Brooke, we begin in our new home on Thursdays with the big story of not only the month, but the year, election 2016. And the Bulletin gets us all ready tomorrow with more profiles of candidates and lots of good information.
Yeah, we're trying to do a bunch of profiles each week. And we have about four in there this week with different races. They're all House Representative races. And we have the opponents side by side with their mugs and breakout information.
With their mugs.
With their, yeah, mugs. That's how you said it. And all their information. And we have Nathan Small and Andy Nunez and Seal Levitino and Bill Soles and several others in there. So, and we have a nice big photo on the front page about early voting, which I've done and which I understand you have done already.
I did.
As well.
I went to vote on the first day that I could. I wanted to do that. And, you know, it was smooth and it worked beautifully.
Yeah.
It was very easy and in and out. And it's good. It's going on at the Doniana County Government Center on Motel Boulevard. And soon those voter convenience centers will open
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the 22nd. They'll open six
okay.
more locations.
All right. Very good. Well, we've got a big annual event coming up as well next week. And it is Empty Bowls. If you haven't been to this yet, boy, you really need to get out there and do it. I smile every time I see one of those bowls in my kitchen. I use them regularly.
Yeah.
And it's such a great cause, too.
Sure. It's the 24th year. Can you believe that?
That's
but the Potter's Guild of Las Cruces, and they make all kinds of beautiful bowls, like you said. Very unique and different. Each artist has their own way of doing things. And you can go over and for $20, you can get a bowl and then fill it up with soup. And all the money goes to help El Caldito, and who feed poor people and people who are hungry and all that sort of stuff. So it's fun. It's very fun, and it's going for a good cause, and the soup is good. And like you said, you get to keep a nice, wonderful bowl.
That's right.
As a reminder.
You get to keep a work of art.
A homemade
bowl. So
that's
pretty neat. All right. We talked about elections at the top, and one of the things that often gets lost in elections, because we're so focused on candidates, and particularly in a presidential year, we're focused on the presidential candidates, is that in New Mexico, there are some important bond votes. One is called Go Bond C, and you have an article about this.
Yes, we have a sort of a guest editorial. Enrico Pontelli, he's the interim dean of the College of Arts and Sciences here at NMSU, and he makes a very good argument for the benefits of arts and how arts benefit society, and the Go Bond C will benefit arts. And he really gets into particulars about how it's going to help with the arts building and the new building and the space that is needed. And so many people come to the galleries and people come to lectures and that sort of stuff. Plus, you know, we want to have a thriving arts department here, too. So he
Absolutely.
Makes a very good argument for that.
It's a very old building and was not,
it sure
was not built as an art building.
No, it was a basketball gym
I think
or something.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, if that gets approved, then the new building will go up. And no tax increase because these bonds are replacing current bonds
exactly.
that expire.
Exactly, no taxes. Exactly, so. No tax increase.
All right. Life is good in Las Cruces. Your life section, the cover this week, takes a look at a locally produced film.
Yeah, we have some folks here who directed and produced this film right here in Las Cruces, and they filmed some in El Paso, too. And it's going to be premiered with a red carpet premiere on Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater. And it's called Lady Belladonna's Nightshades, and it's sort of a combination of different sort of stories and sort of a vampire meets Mystery Science 3000 meets something else. And directed by David Salcido, someone I've known for a number of years, a really good guy. This is his first movie directing it, so... Local
sounds,
movie.
Sounds very interesting. Very different.
Yeah.
Very different. All right. Lots of variety as well. In our next story in the Life is Good in Las Cruces section, we have a return of the Food Truck Fiesta.
Oh, yes. And I'm hungry right now, so that sounds real good. It's going to be celebrating their first anniversary. They do this periodically throughout the year, and there's going to be 11 food trucks, and it'll be live music by C.W. Aeon, who's a great performer. I've seen him live multiple times. And it's going to be a lot of fun. That's taking place Wednesday, October 19th at the Plaza de Las Cruces downtown. There'll be all kind of food trucks and good times.
Lots of activity on our new plaza, and I'm
yeah,
sure,
it sure is.
There'll be a lot of people that are glad that this is one of the things that they'll see there. Our mouths are watering already. Brooke Stockburger. Brooke is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and a whole lot more in tomorrow's newspaper on your doorstep or at area establishments. Brooke, it's good to have you here on Thursdays.